I hope by now you're getting the picture of what the 222 initiative is all about, and I hope that you're getting excited about being a part of it. The 222 initiative is a multiplying movement in which we gather in groups of two, three, and at most four people of the same gender to encourage one another, read and reflect on scripture together, and pray for one another. In this brief audio blog, I want to explain again why, when, where, and how we do this. Firstly, why? Why should you do it? Well, it's simple. There's no leader, no extras, no curriculum outside of the Bible. It's just that simple. And it's convenient. Meet each week when and where it suits you. I think to meet before church or after church is ideal, but you can meet anytime, anywhere. You can even use social media in order to make these connections. It is also unobtrusive. It does not interfere with anything else you're doing. And of course, it encourages spiritual growth, and holiness, and fellowship. It really is a great way to get to know people and even to encourage intergenerational connections. Why should you do it? Well, it's going to be a wonderful blessing for you and for others. I'm very excited about this. It multiplies your ministry. It puts you in a place of influence for spiritual good for others around you. It allows you to take what God has given you to show care and concern for others, especially as regards their spiritual growth, and to use your gifts for their blessing. And this is just doable. It's something we can do. And finally, I believe it will change you, and it will change your life. Now, I want you to remember that this is a multiplying movement. The idea is that two people partner together to be a positive influence for spiritual growth. We're asking that you make a simple practice of meeting together for 30 to 60 minutes once each week. And it's so important that you keep to that time frame so that it remains manageable in our busy lifestyle and culture. Each one encourages the other to ask honest and penetrating questions about spiritual life, and to engage scriptures in a challenging way, and to faithfully seek God's blessing in prayer. And all along the way, the original two look for a third person of the same gender to join them, so that two become three. And then the three look for a fourth person to join them. And once the group reaches the maximum number of four, they multiply into two groups of two, and the whole cycle begins again. No group of four should be meeting for more than 2 weeks, and the cycle repeats every 6 to 8 weeks. So understand, 222 not only signifies the biblical basis of this movement in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 2, but it also reminds us of the pattern that we're seeking to follow: two people who add two others and then multiply into two groups. Keeping it small, keeping it simple, this is crucial to the advance of this movement. And by the way, this is a great opportunity to encourage the next generation. It's a great way to pass on the practices of faith from one generation to the next. Just be sure to secure the permission of parents when meeting with children under the age of 16. Parents should be fully aware of what their children are doing. Parental blessing is an absolute necessity. Well, let me draw this to a close by asking this. What is our goal? What are we attempting to achieve? Well, we want to launch in an official way on October 14th. There are a number of people who are already engaged in this, just couldn't wait until that day. But that's going to be our official launch day. And our goal is this. We want to go from 0 to 100 groups in 60 days. This is exciting. It will multiply. And as it multiplies, we'll see increasing blessing as it moves out from there. This is just so exciting. Let me thank you for taking the courageous steps of faith necessary for us to move forward together with this special spiritual adventure. May God bless all your efforts to His glory and to your good.